Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot Consulting. Whether you need technical architecture, developer support, optimization and analysis, on-site training, or just general guidance for your Drupal project, Lullabot has led many of the largest Drupal projects in the world. Visit lullabot.com or call 877-LULLABOT to find out how we can help you with your next project.
My name is Roger Lopez. I've been working with Sony for the past 2 years. Recently I've left, but during that time I got to spend quite a bit of time working really closely with Earl Miles, so I really decided to kind of dig into C-Tools and see what it was all about, rather than, you know, most people just install panels and realize, oh, I need C-Tools, so they install C-Tools, and that's the last they think about it.
I see. So what is C-Tools, and what does it do?
C-Tools is just a collection of just really useful tools and APIs that have just kind of come together to be this collection of tools that just make things much easier. They solve a lot of common problems that, you know, just either haven't been addressed in core or along the way, you know, especially with panels and views, things were, you know, abstracted out, and in the effort to make reusable code, they were just abstracted out so that people could use them in other areas.
So I guess C-Tools kind of fits into the realm of helping solve the exportables issue with taking stuff out of the database and into code, I guess. So maybe, you know, talk about what people can do with the C-Tools exportable suite of functionality there.
Yeah, exportables is definitely one of the features of C-Tools. Specifically, it solves a problem. Drupal makes it really easy to build really complex structures through the UI, which is great for somebody who just, you know, wants to go out and build a site, but it's very hard to have any kind of versioning or backups of that type of site building. It's definitely not reusable. So what exportables allows you to do is allows you to go ahead and build those complex structures through the UI, but then run an export of, you know, whatever structure that is, whether it be, you know, a panels page or, you know, something as simple as the variables table, allows you to export those into code so that they then run from code. You can then put them in your version control. You then can reuse them easily on other sites, build custom modules out of them, etc.
And so it sounds like in the process of site building, there's often a lot of pointing and clicking, and this is sort of a way to translate a lot of that pointing and clicking into code. And so what does that mean in terms of like other modules? Do the modules have to then use the C-Tools suite to be able to have some sort of compliance to make their functionality instead of writing it just to the database to be able to write it in code? Or maybe just talk about that process of what happens there.
So the exportables library really does the hard part for you by simply adding a couple of lines to your schema definition in hook schema. C-Tools then knows how to export your database rows. Then you can use the C-Tools API functions to load a specific object, and C-Tools takes care of either fetching it from the database. If it's not in the database, tries to fetch it from code. And finally, if it's not in code, then it fails, but it does the hard work for you.
So it sounds like there's this movement towards having, you know, C-Tools compatibility with as many contributed modules that you have on your production site or whatever site that you're building, so that you can then easily export everything into code and move it from dev to staging to live and all the different production servers and everything. You know, maybe just sort of talk about that process there.
Yeah, absolutely. We're starting to see modules like the entire feature suite of modules, features and contexts and spaces, really relying heavily on exportables. Any module that implements the exportables API is automatically compatible with features, which is a really helpful thing when you're trying to do this, you know, trying to move your site out of the database and into code, as well as modules like StrongArm, which are actually adding exportables on top of existing tables. StrongArm implements exportables on behalf of the variables table. So this will allow you to do things like go through and maybe set the site name or, you know, the footer message through the normal means in the site and then export that into a custom module for your site. So, you know, you can then be sure that when you move that into a staging environment, into a development environment, that those things will be set automatically and it's not a matter of having to go through and reproduce all the clicking that you did to set up the live site in order to set up a staging site.
I see. And so what are some of the other features or stuff that you talked about in your presentation on CTools?
The stuff that I've been really excited about is the JavaScript stuff in CTools. The Ajax framework in Drupal 7 is based off the work that's been done in CTools. So the Ajax command passing, and it's exciting to be able to do that type of Ajax in Drupal 6 until Drupal 7's ready. There's also a modal dialog framework so that you can build very simple Ajax modal windows and submit forms, and it handles the entire, you know, form submission workflow for you. So that type of advanced UI is made so much more easy using the CTools frameworks.
Are there any other APIs or anything else that module developers should know about in the CTools suite?
One of the best things in it is the plugins architecture that it defines. So anybody who's ever written like a panels plugin, whether it be a layout plugin or a style plugin or a caching plugin for panels, has used the CTools plugin API. It's just a problem that's been solved repeatedly about how do you build subcomponents for your module and allow other modules to implement them. CTools has taken one approach to it, but it's an established API now, and whether you agree with the actual approach it takes or not, it's there and it's usable and it's well maintained, so it's definitely a good tool to have in your bag.
And finally, what's sort of on the horizon for you and CTools? Are you helping maintain it, or what's sort of the next steps for you?
Earl actually just added me to the CVS committers for CTools. I'll be helping out a lot with it. I actually have a module called Dialog API, which is kind of the next generation of the CTools modal library. Rather than using the custom JavaScript that's in CTools, it uses jQuery UI Dialog along with the Ajax responder and the form tools that are in CTools. So it marries the CTools Ajax with jQuery UI Dialog, which with the Ajax commands being in Drupal 7 as well as jQuery UI being in Drupal 7 makes it a really natural fit. It's very future-proof. So we've talked about actually moving Dialog into CTools for Drupal 7 and deprecating the separate Dialog API module. So I'll be working on that with him.
I see. And is there anything that can be new, or, you know, I guess the Ajax framework is in Drupal 7, so are there any other new Drupal 7 specific features or functionality that you'll be building out?
Not right now. Right now, it's just we're kind of, you know, in wait and see. CTools being a collection of tools that sought out to fill holes that were in Drupal 6. Not until Drupal 7 is really complete will we know, you know, what needs need to be addressed. So we'll definitely maintain status quo for Drupal 7, but, you know, as far as new features, that's yet to be seen.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
All right, thank you.